آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله، ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable ulama, respected huffaz, elders and brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin with the praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah, who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, mentor, teacher and our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, what is a garden? In most dictionaries, the meaning of the word garden is given as a piece of land, usually in a yard adjacent or next to your house, where you grow flowers and vegetables. However, if you view a garden from a different perspective, then you will realize that there is much, much more than what is explained in the dictionary. You and I know that a beautiful garden that is well looked after, that is manicured, it is a place where you experience actual serenity, the real tranquility. Much of your personal peace and happiness comes from the time that you spend in the garden. It soothes your soul like nothing else would do during the entire day. Many people you speak to, they will tell you, I find my peace in the garden, when I'm working in the garden, when I'm working in the soil, when I'm touching the soil. It is a place where you observe buds blossoming into flowers that have captivating beauty, velvety smoothness, and exquisite fragrances. Some of these beautiful flowers ripen into becoming the most appetizing fruits and vegetables. It is also a place where you see the most attractive and colorful birds, insects, and numerous other amazing creations of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. In short, it is a place where you get the opportunity to witness the Jalal, the grace, the greatness, the power, and the numerous other divine attributes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now, my respected elders and friends, to achieve a fully satisfying harvest from your garden, you need to give maximum time and energy. You have to work very hard, using the right tools, using the right gardening wisdom and a willing spirit. You need to care for the place and for the plants once they're in your soil. You make sure that they are fully watered and they are fed. You need to give adequate support that they are not growing in competition with weeds and are free from pests and plant diseases, etc., etc., etc. If you just take a walk one afternoon and you see the beautiful gardens, and you see, if you go down Bayes and you see the beautiful place that is there, the other one, and you see the marvelous, all the plants and the various sprays that you get to look after your plants. It's amazing. Now, my respected elders and friends, let us turn to another kind of garden. And this garden that I'm going to speak about is your family. That you are sharing with your spouse. In this family, in this garden, let's call this family a garden, the children that belongs to you are like buds. They are like flowers and fruits that are ultimately going to develop into the most beautiful human beings. Compared to the conventional garden that I had explained above, the family garden and its attributes are much more superior in value, in significance, and in splendor. And this family garden holds a very high status in the lives of its gardeners, who are the husband and the wife. And in this garden, Allah endows you with an amazing way to directly communicate with these buds, with these flowers, and with these fruits. Whilst in almost every customary garden, the gardener alone has the sole responsibility to look after it and take full care of it, in the family garden, there is a joint responsibility between husband and wife, between the married couple, to work in harmony with one another, to obtain the finest results that can develop love and respect. And each one in this family garden has to give maximum sacrifice of time, emotion, money, sleep, and comfort. If you are not willing to deal jointly with your problems and differences, and if you are not willing to work jointly, then unfortunately you will never enjoy a bountiful harvest. In the gardens of seeds, they develop to fruits, and from these plants we get buds. And these buds gradually blossom into very enticing flowers that emit very sweet fragrances. Ultimately, these flowers develop into very tasty fruits and vegetables. And in the same way, just as that garden that you nurture and you look after in nature, in the same manner, the human garden also has progression. In the form of infants, toddlers, adolescents, and finally young adults. And during this stages, and during these stages, the couple in their role as parents of the children have to see that they nurture that garden into the best possible manner they can. You have to water it with love, with care and attention. Nourish your flowers of tomorrow. Nourish them with praise and compliments. In fact, give them a compliment each and every day. As a couple, you should mutually offer them warmth, giving your maximum support when they need it, playing with them, having fun with them, helping them with their school and with their madrasa work. A flower's fragrance represents its sweet and alluring aroma. Allah, with His infinite power, places this fragrance in flowers. And these flowers, Allah has given us a responsibility. To me and to you as parents, to embed the fragrance of Iman into the hearts of your child. That is the fertilizer you have to use. What is the fragrance that you need to embed in your child? The true fragrance of a Muslim child is Iman and the correct tarbiyah imparted to him. And this tarbiyah, my respected listeners, comprises of two important fundamentals. Number one, Islamic values, good akhlaq, a combination of good manners, high morals, virtuous character, to bring this fragrance into your child, you need to develop an Islamic environment in your home. To develop this Islamic environment, myself and you as parents have to be practicing Muslims. It doesn't help to say, you know what, son, go and read your salah, but dad is sitting in front of the television. Your actions are going to speak louder than your words. You can't tell your son, son, did you read Yasin in the morning? And you busy reading the newspaper or checking your WhatsApp messages. You have to lead by example. And until and unless you don't go into the garden of nature and water it and look after it, nothing is going to happen. You have to take the first step. You have to make an effort. Why? Because children are perfect mirrors of their parents. It is not the responsibility of the school teacher and the madrasa teacher. They are mirrors. They are watching you. They are listening to you. They pick up whatever you portray. If you portray Islamic values and akhlaq, they will pick them up. These will ultimately turn into the real fragrance. On the other hand, if you expose your glaring bad characteristics to them, they will pick that also up. And ultimately, these negative traits may become disgusting odors and stenches. And I cannot emphasize how many a times that we have dealt with marital problems. And how many a times it comes back to the same psychological issue of where they will tell you that, you know what, my father spoke to my mother like this. That is how I was brought up. That is what I see. That is what I observed. My father abused my mother. My father swore at my mother. So that child watches. That's the only thing he knows. He had an abusive relationship with his parents. One of the prime responsibilities of the parents is to impart education to your children. However, it's your responsibility to ensure that the school you choose for your child has the right concept of education. As per the Islamic doctrines and a true Islamic environment, unfortunately, you and I know today's modern schools fall short of these qualities. As a result, this is going to have a negative impact on your child's upbringing. My respected elders and friends, if you instill the right fragrance in them, as I had explained to you, your children will inshallah remain free from these negative effects. And this fragrance that you are going to impart when they are budding and they are blossoming and they are booming is going to affect every role and every phase in their life, which will eventually ripen to become the best fruits and vegetables that you want. What is the legacy that you're leaving behind? And why I chose this topic today, it's related to Ismail and Ibrahim. That child did not just say, فَفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ. He did not just say, oh my dad, do as you want. There was some nurturing that took place. That mother, that wife did not just say, إِذَا اللَّهُ يُضَيِّعَنَا. That Allah will never cause us to perish. There was some nurturing that was done by Ibrahim alayhi salam. He looked after his flowers. He cared for his flowers. And when they boomed and when they blossomed, this was the result of obedience and submission to Allah. My respected elders and friends, let us ask ourselves, how many of us feel at home in our houses? How many of us take on the responsibility that despite, you know, unfortunately, having all the best of luxuries at home, amenities and the comforts in our home, it is inconceivable that you would still be spending millions of rands in a holiday home when you have all the amenities at your home. When we enter our home, do our children come and hug us? And they look forward to seeing us as dads and say, my daddy is here. Do our homes feel permanently permeated by darkness, fighting, quarreling, discontentment? Then we need to look beyond Eskom for enlightenment. Why is there darkness in our home? And on the dua of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, sometimes I'm amazed. And I said that, oh Nabi of Allah, why did you use the words Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun? That, oh Allah, make my spouses and my children the coolness of my eyes. And it brought me to the conclusion, you know, in the past my elders used to say that Olad jewu dukni ni olad jewu sukni. There is no happiness like the happiness of your children. And there is no grief and there is no sadness like the sadness that your child can give you. Ask those who have every amenity, luxury and wealth at their disposal. I promise you they would barter it for everything else if their child is righteous. Ask those who don't have material wealth, but they have upright children, what satisfaction it brings to their heart. That is priceless, my friends. The day me and you leave this world, can we sitting here today satisfactorily say that my child will at least come once a week to my qabr and read Surah Yasin at my qabr? Can I satisfactorily say in my heart that my child will make dua for me after every salah, Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira? Can I satisfactorily say that I have left behind the flag bearers of Islam and a model that will make me proud on the day of Qiyamah? My respected elders and friends, this was the story of Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam. We have now the holiday period in which perhaps our children are at home. We have a little spare time with them, our children, our grandchildren. Start some tarbiyah program at home. Start to enliven your homes, transforming them into homes of happiness by daily reciting some portion of the Quran. Whether collectively or individually, every member of the home should be part of this to illuminate the homes with the nur of Quran. And when the recitation of the Quran is replaced by reading WhatsApp and Facebook messages or reading novels and blogs, then the angels are forced to flee and shaitan flocks to those type of homes. But when Quran is read, when salah is read, then shaitan is forced to flee and the angels flock in those homes. Just as we repel mosquitoes with peaceful sleep, something called peaceful sleep, we repel mosquitoes with peaceful sleep, let us repel shaitan with the Quran and Majid. To enjoy peace in our homes, not only in our sleep, but also in our wakefulness and in every other aspect of our lives, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله الأمجد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين تزودوا للغد أما بعد فيا معشر الإخوان إن من آداب المعاشرة الإسلامية أداء الحقوق منها على الوالد للولدين كما ذكرناها ومنها للأولاد على الأبوين كما سنذكرها وقد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام والرجل راء في أهل بيته ومسؤول عن رعيته وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من حق الولد على الوالد ثلاث أشياء أن يحسن اسمه ويعلمه الكتاب إذا عقل ويزوجه إذا أدرك وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الغلام يعقق عنه يوم السابع ويسمى ويمات عنه الأذى فإذا بلغ ست سنين أتب فإذا بلغ تسع سنين عزل فراشه فإذا بلغ ثلاث عشرة ضرب على الصلاة فإذا بلغ ست عشرة زوجه أبوه ثم أخذ بيده وقال قد أدبتك وعلمتك وأنحقتك أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تقتلوا أولادكم خشية إملاق نحن نرزقهم وإياكم إن قتلهم كان خطأ كبيرا صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقصاهم علي رضي الله عنه وكل الصحابة أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا لله المتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة Let us ensure ourselves are straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. Make sure that we fill in all the gaps and stand as close as possible, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر Allah. 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 السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. استغفر اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام اللهم صل على محمد النبي الامي وعلى اله وسلم تسليما ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمه انك انت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الاخره اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيان صغيرا اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين